45.
Come on, man.
Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
And you're listening to WFMU. Because it's all about you.
It's really all about you.
And me.
Definitely me.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm ready to have a great time on a Friday night. So you better get with the program, lady.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Girl, please. Nah. I'm always ready to have a great time.
I want to see some spunk.
Girl, it's all up in here. Summer Friday.
I don't like you on Summer Friday.
That's because I have a couple drinks before
I
show up.
I don't like you on Summer Friday.
But this time I only had... Okay, I'm going to say I had two, so really that means, I had three.
Like at the party last week when I had three and I had eight?
Yeah. Michelle's like, okay, but I'm only going to have two. And then when we got to the third drink, I was like, but this is three. She's like, no, this is two. And then on the fourth, I was like, Michelle, this is your fourth drink. She's like, no, this is still two.
When they're free, I think they don't count as much. Right?
Yeah.
We had a time, though.
We had a time. I haven't gone home that late in a long time.
I didn't get home till 5 a.m.
Okay, I definitely was home by at least 3:30,
I think.
I think that's what time we left.
Thank you for the man who gave me the pin. Thank you
His
to Frangry for slapping it out of my hand.
Thanks to my rage for giving me this hole in my finger.
We had a time. So next time anyone has an open bar, we'll be there. Tequila gimlets.
We dressed up and wore heels. We were even kind of wearing matching outfits. So we can do that again for free drinks.
We did look pretty cute.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, how do you get someone's attention using four words? I won the lottery.
That's four words.
Thanks.
You win.
Friday night. Shut up, weirdo.
No. No.
Damn.
I had to count it, though.
I'm Frangry. I'm Michelle. Wow, I can't believe you laughed so hard at that. It was so bad.
But I know, but it was cute the way you did it.
No, that had to count.
It was cute the way you lifted your fingers.
I gotta count them.
I think you had four drinks.
No, I really only had three, but I didn't eat much today.
You seem a little sloshed.
I know, that's why I tried to eat all those chips.
That always is the smart move.
No, my stomach just hurts.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's get this done.
Well, I would if we had a phone call.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
You can join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link. Paul D. on the comments board says his four words are, I gave you herpes. Wait, you don't...
Is it negative attention or positive attention or any kind of attention?
I thought it was just attention. And as we say them all throughout the hour, I'm going to go like this.
You're going to count them just to make sure they're right?
Yeah, just to make sure that they're only four.
All right. Good job there. Oh, my God. Now I'm looking. I feel like I didn't catch this upstairs.
I feel like it didn't hit me until
you're
now.
You're like a mess.
I am.
You got that weird wet smile on
I
your
have,
face.
I have like a weird look in my
like
eye,
like a weird
right?
wet smile.
Yeah. How
like
did it
weird
happen so
bright
fast?
Eyes, like.
It was like I sat down and like I stopped being so hot from the heat and then like it hit me.
201-209.
I'm fine. Have I been mean?
A little bit.
When?
You've been a little bit interesting.
I have not been mean to you at all.
I wouldn't say mean.
Then what adjective would you use?
I don't think we should talk about it right now.
Why not?
I don't want to.
I don't think you should censor our relationship.
Trust me, you do.
No, I don't. I don't care.
201-209-9368. Please call me. I don't want to talk about this anymore. 201-209-9368.
Guess what?
What?
Only one person here is in charge of the phones.
Oh. belligerent.
Holly from New Zealand says, when my dad dozed off in front of the TV, my brother or I would say loudly, look at her.
No.
Oh. Look at her
breasts.
Look at her breasts.
And then he would wake up.
And he would wake up.
That's a good one.
That's pretty cute.
That's very cute.
Where's my $5? I got your attention. See, it worked.
And you could have said anything. You could have said, like, look over there, there's a dinosaur. And
that's not 4 words.
Exactly, but it would have gotten my attention.
Well, that's not 4 words.
This is going to be interesting. 201-209-9368. That wet, wet smile is so crazy.
I have a wet mouth. What do you want from me? It's very wet, my mouth. I'm not kidding. Like, it's a thing.
That could come in handy.
It's a thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing.
Well, don't do that.
Have you never noticed?
No, you're like, you have like a big wet smile today.
Because I'm so happy. Ew. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, this is Samer from Newark. You guys finally picked up.
Yep, we did. That's way more than 4 words, dude.
My 4 words would definitely be, your fly is open.
All right, that's pretty good.
It's mediocre, I would say.
All right, well, at least you're honest with yourself. Thanks for calling.
No problem, bud.
Oh, whoever stole my bike, bring it back.
I have 4 words for you.
What?
That time in Bogota.
Damn, that was funny.
Hilarious. Michelle texted me randomly this week. Bogota.
Dying. 201-209-9368. We want to hear 4 words that will get attention. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Ew!
What?
Cottage cheese-like discharge. I didn't say it. I'm just reading them. Drink some water, Frangry.
Way more than 4 words.
That's 4 words, dude. Drink some water, Frangry.
Oh, yeah. Felt like more.
Does this smell right?
I keep thinking they're 5 words.
I'm not going to read them if they're more than 4.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
This show sucks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Are you still doing 4 words?
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's one. I'm not going to say the real word. You'll know what I mean.
Okay.
Shut the duck up.
That's good. What's your name, sister?
Anna.
All right, Anna. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You're annoyed.
That was so effing generic.
Still true. All right. What else is going on in that crazy little brain of yours?
Nothing.
That crazy little wet brain of yours.
Why you gotta keep calling me wet?
Sorry. You're all dried up. Is that better?
Should we change it?
To what?
4 words that turn you on. But we have to keep it clean. Like, I won the lottery.
I got a job.
I have health insurance.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm all tingly. Shh, don't say that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, it's Jenna.
Hey, Jenna.
All right, I got 4 words for you.
All right.
I think I'm pregnant.
No, Jenna.
Jenna?
That is so
Jenna,
uncool.
Not funny.
I'm not, but it got your attention.
Jenna.
I'm horrified.
Jenna. Have we taught you nothing?
The baby.
You know what? We've taught her everything. Yeah. Jenna, you're on the list. Only because we actually cared if you were serious. Otherwise.
Because the old shirt doesn't fit me anymore.
Good. Oh. Maybe you'll get a new one. All right, listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt. Does it not fit you because you're pregnant?
Maybe. I don't know. Still the early stages.
Oh, my God!
Jenna.
All right, bye.
I feel so dirty right now. Have a good one.
Use protection. Make good choices.
I feel like my daughter just told me she has sex, and I don't like it at all.
Why would you?
I'm still not having sex, FYI.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Yep. I think it's been almost a month now.
Is that the longest you've ever gone?
June 24th.
You remember the number day?
Only because it was a person who was going out of town the following day.
Mm.
I'm starting to miss it. But I'm going to hold strong as long as I can. How long do you think I can go?
Two more weeks.
Two more weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. After that, I'm going to be like, whatever.
You're going to be so annoying after
and
that.
And then I'm just going to, like, do it with anyone. Ew.
Gross.
Boys are gross. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Kurt.
Who?
You don't remember
just
me.
Just kidding! Hi, hubby.
Hey, Franny. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
What are your four words?
These aren't my shoes.
Wait, that's weird.
I don't get it.
Then whose are
you
they?
You don't want to hear more?
Yes.
See?
Oh.
Well played there, Kurt.
He's like a absurdist poet of some sort.
I know, he's a total poet.
Yes.
Kurt, you're on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good one.
Yeah, I'll be in a few hours. You gonna be there still?
Maybe.
Okay, bye.
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 Are you going to the show tonight, Dirty Fences?
No.
Hmm.
I got plans.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Why'd you tell me you weren't doing anything tonight?
Because I still have plans.
What are your plans?
To do nothing at my house.
I guess that's a plan.
I've decided I don't want to drink this weekend. So I want to get up early tomorrow and go to Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
Getting my old lady's hairs done.
Mm-hmm.
Going out for a drink with Barbara.
It's cool since you're not drinking that you're just going to go out for a drink.
That's just lunch, you know.
Hear ya. Where are you going, Baltazar?
I don't know.
201-209-9368, four words that turn you on.
Can I borrow money? I'm running for president. These are so bad. This is the worst topic.
But I thought it was going to be so good.
I knew it was going to be bad, and I was having a drink with my friend, and he said, "What's your topic tonight?" And I told him. Well, no, I didn't want to tell him.
But why didn't you tell me that?
I don't know, because I got here late, and I feel like everything was rushed.
Hmm.
Now we're here.
Yeah, but I think we can...
Will you marry me?
Weirdo.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm still a virgin.
No!
Well, I'm not, but...
But you'd be freaked out.
It's good four words, and it makes you... Well, it probably won't turn you on, actually.
Yeah, that won't turn anyone on. That'll make a girl run in a heartbeat.
It wouldn't make a guy run.
It would make a guy run.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. You didn't specify.
Unless he's a pervert.
Turned on.
Unless he's a pervert, he's running, too.
I disagree.
No,
dude wants to take a grown girl's virginity.
You didn't say grown girl. She was, like, 19-year-old virgin.
Yeah, it really depends on the age. I think this question needs to get more and more specific as the show gets on.
Okay, so the new topic is, at what age is it okay to still be a virgin?
That's awful. I don't want to participate in that.
No, that's a very scary question.
Why?
I don't know, on the radio? I don't know. What would you
Ooh,
pick?
I love how scary he is. I don't think
42?
People should have sex until they're like 20, until they're ready to have kids, and I don't think people are ready to have kids until they're like 30.
But you don't believe that.
I actually believe
the
that.
Age of
but you don't
kids
practice
is now
that.
Getting older and older.
Well, no, because I live in a different society, but I still believe it.
I don't know if you believe. If you really truly believe that, you would act on those
but
moral
I believe
principles.
It because of what I've lived through.
Sounds like BS.
No, it's not at all. I really believe that.
Because
I really
my
don't
mom
think...
had me when she was 24, and I'm 27 now, and I definitely don't want kids.
Exactly.
But exactly nothing.
People shouldn't have kids.
What are you
like
talking
ever?
About?
Everyone's an awful parent, and everyone is messed up.
Wow, you are drunk.
The best parent is no parent.
Ooh, I like it.
No, that's so dark.
The best parent is
four words?
Shut up, weirdo.
Best parent? No, it's five.
Oh, damn it. All the good ones are five words.
I'm just taken aback right now by you.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, bud.
201-209-9368.
All right, someone has a good one. For four words that turn him on,
mm-hmm.
You can sleep in. That's a good one. How do you not... You're not a sleeper-inner.
Mm-mm.
I am.
Mm-mm.
It's like my favorite. I need to have one day a week where I just sleep till like... Two.
But you know what? I sleep later than I think probably you do in the week. Because I won't wake up until 8.
Oh. Well, me.
Uh-oh. I always think people with normal jobs get up at 6:45.
I mean, yeah, that's the time my alarm goes off.
Oh, okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. I'm just a really big fan. Never heard you guys before. And
really? I've, this is so- not... The show to listen to.
It
well,
gets better.
We're really enjoying it. We're just actually driving through the area.
Road
we're
trip.
Just scanning through the radio. And we heard your amazing voices, and I'm just really moved by what you guys are talking about.
And this is one of our worst shows.
Yeah.
Where are you driving to?
We're from Pittsburgh. Well, not from, but we're driving from Pittsburgh and heading up to New Paltz.
What for?
To play an experimental music show.
How fun.
Yeah,
are you going to do drugs?
I'm going to use some of your words of wisdom tonight. I'm going to try a couple of the four words. I got to say, that segment is a little weak, but I think you guys are getting juicy now, though. You're getting into your own feelings about life and marriage and kids. That's what I want to hear.
Well, I want to hear more about you.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Are you
oh, my God. Are you single?
Are you in an analog noise band?
Do you... kind of, actually. Similar to that. It is analog. We do play some noise. But not only
drone,
noise.
Drone synth?
No drone synth, no. Mm. Guitar and drums.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, what is this? What is,
this
are you
show
guys
is...
in like, college or something? Or you have, like, a local
hey,
radio show?
Are we in college or something?
We're old enough to have children in college.
Yeah.
You're, okay.
You know well, about FMU, know. Though, right? You know about FMU.
I don't.
Oh, well, you're going to love it. So WFMU.org, it's the best radio station ever. Our show is tonight, Shut Up Weirdo, 6 p.m. You can listen to it all online.
So what is
we can't
is
we can't do a big
what,
commercial.
What stuff does the station do?
It's a free-form radio station.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we can do it online too, right? Because when we go home back home to New York City tonight, I want to be able to check in with you guys on a weekly basis.
Where do you live?
It's going to change your life.
Yeah, it is going to change my life. I'm
we
a
gotta
huge
go,
radio
then.
Fan. I'm getting
where do you live?
Standard NPR. I live over in Yonkers.
Mm, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Check
what
in
part
again.
Of Jersey are you guys located in?
No, we live in the city.
No, we're broadcasting from Jersey City.
Oh, from Jersey. Oh, so that's right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, but we got to go.
Oh my God,
okay,
relax.
Your thing, but thank you so much for giving me a chat. I really appreciate it.
Have fun tonight and check in next week.
I certainly will.
Have a good one.
You too.
Why'd you get all mean?
Because I don't have time to talk to someone for 20
you
minutes.
You don't have to... Really? You don't? Michelle, can I remind you that we're doing a call-in talk show
I don't,
for 1 hour?
I don't have time to talk to one person for that long.
Because we're so popular.
I just felt like it was getting too... It was, like, too close.
There was too much commitment in that phone
yeah,
call.
You know how I don't like commitment.
Yeah, okay.
How well, do you know I don't like
maybe
commitment?
Maybe you need to deal with
how
that.
How do you know I don't like
commitment? Because I know you. What do you mean? You're like my sister.
That's why you're so mean to me.
That's effing right.
201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Two girls who shy away from commitment on a Friday night.
Every night.
Every night. Hi, you're on the radio. Well, F you too. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, is it still four words?
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait. I ate what? I thought it was...
All right, have a good one.
It's four words that turn you on.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Herpes test results. Positive.
That didn't turn me on.
No.
Wasn't supposed to.
Herpes jokes aren't that funny.
Yeah, they're kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think AIDS would be, like, really offensive.
Not anymore.
It's not. Neither of them are offensive or like, funny. Weird. Yeah, like, who cares?
Yeah.
And I didn't say it was funny. It is something I do, you know, it does get attention.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's like having a cold.
Yeah, who cares?
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's going on, ladies?
Sup? It's Pocono Johnny.
Not Pocono Johnny.
Why not?
Oh, I'm in the Pocono.
I thought you did. Johnny the Voice?
Oh, yeah, I think it's...
I knew it was
the Voice.
There's so many that...
There's only two Johnnies. Pocono Johnny and Johnny the Voice.
Yeah. How about, hi, my name is Frangry.
What? No. That would make people
That's
run.
Five words.
Hi, my name's Frangry.
Oh, my name is.
Look, the way around this topic is the conjunctions. The apostrophes.
My name's.
Yeah, no. I mean, that'll make someone run.
Well.
Come on.
This beer is disgusting.
You don't like the jammer?
Tastes like fruit punch. All right, have a good one. Boring as hell.
Oh my god. No more Summer Fridays for you.
Well, it's not about the Summer Friday, it's about the stupid show topic.
I don't know, but your attitude makes or breaks the show regardless of what the topic is.
Yours too.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it do.
Not as much as yours.
Yeah, it do.
Don't do that ever again. And like ever again. Like ever again.
Have you seen that there's like a segment on Late Night where they take a magazine cover and they put a hole in the mouth of whoever is on the cover and they talk through it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really funny. Have you ever seen it?
Why are you thinking about that?
I don't know. I was just thinking I wanted to poke a hole through here and go like this and stick my middle finger through the hole up at you.
Mm.
And then that got me thinking about the lips segment.
Wow. Your brain is working overtime.
Did you watch the Republican National Convention, Michelle?
No, I was working.
Well, you missed out.
I heard it was crazy.
Circus.
I heard Duck Dynasty was there. Is that true?
And Scott Baio.
I heard Scott Baio was there.
It was amazing.
Was it scary?
Yes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, ladies. It's Rooster in Holopaw, Florida.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Well... tomorrow is Scott's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday.
Well, Scott tells me that you want four words that will get your attention, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Party at Scott's house.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That was good, Scott. Michelle.
Scott's having a party.
We know Scott has some epic parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, since that one is old, we're going to run with Your Fly Is Open.
Someone already said that one, but okay.
I'm not surprised.
All right. Well, Rooster, have a good one, and happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. What the hell is in this?
It's jammer.
But what's in it?
Jam-y stuff?
It's salty, it's sour, and it's slamming.
It's like a sweet, sweaty sock, right? Kind of.
I don't understand what's in it. It doesn't say anywhere on this can.
People never tell you what's in
brewed things. With sea salt and coriander.
Oh, fancy.
Gross. I hate it.
Oh, my
Hi,
God.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I made you pizza.
Yes!
Woo!
Girl, I haven't been this turned on in years.
Yes, it's the best thing to hear.
Yeah, that is a perfect world right there.
What's your name, yes. Sister?
Emily.
Emily knows where it's at.
Do you want to be our sister wife?
Say that again?
Say yes.
Do you want to be our sister wife?
Yes.
Thank you.
Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Awesome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. This is Nigel from Susquehanna.
Hi.
And I have four words.
Serum.
You're on the list.
Genius.
That's cute.
Oh.
That's cute. Franny's moody, but I think it's cute. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Dude, you're on the radio. Not dude, you on the radio. Dude, you over there in the chair, acting a jerk and a fool.
The last girl kind of stole mine. I was going to say, your food is here.
Not as good as I made you a pizza.
And it works on both categories. Get your attention and turn it on.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Don't answer another call. We need
Listen,
to have a talk.
All the
we
ones
need to have
I
a
think,
talk.
I keep thinking of are five words.
Do you want to change it to five words? Maybe that'll make it better. Let's change it to five words and then blow my mind right now.
Six is
the magic number now? Too many fingers. All right, pick a number. We can do five, then we can do six, then we can do seven.
I'm good. Probably shouldn't share it anyway.
You want to try five?
No.
What was it? Can I turn the mics off so you can tell me?
No.
What's it about?
Do you have one?
Me?
Yeah.
A five or a four?
A four.
Not right now.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Do you have a condom?
Ew! I hate condoms.
That's Hi. Five.
That's Hi. Like 17 words.
Hi. And rubbers are the worst. Hang up on this fool.
That gets my attention. Rubbers are the worst. Four words. That's a girl I want to date. Girl, you're marriage material.
Thanks, buddy.
Look at where I'm sitting.
You're a fool right now.
Hi, you're on the radio.
We need to talk.
Oh, God, my heart is breaking right now. What? I could cry right now. Why? Are you breaking up with me? Are you breaking up with me?
Don't leave me!
Please don't break up with me.
You know what? If that's what you want, GTFO, my friend.
Never liked you anyway.
I have one for the phone thing, too.
I was just pretending to be your girl.
Oh, okay.
I've been banging your best friend.
I'd never be your girl.
So, yeah, the other one, this one's the morning after. Do you want breakfast?
You see what he did? He broke our heart, and then he, like, dragged us right on back in.
Yeah, who is this, my ex-boyfriend?
Yeah,
hang
same.
Up on this fool.
Same.
I'm Phil.
I mean, you're like the guy every girl has dated.
Yeah.
Jerk.
I love you. I need love space. Yeah. Do you want eggs?
Let's have a baby. Oh, but I won't call you for 2 weeks.
But hey, how about a breakfast bowl?
I don't want a relationship, but I really love you, and I love hanging out with you, and you're so different. I just made that last one up. We have something special.
So special. Don't talk to me for a month.
Have a good one. That dude just got so screwed with the wrath of the chicks. Poor guy's like never calling into that show. That's funny though.
Bitches be crazy.
It's not the bitches.
It is so cold in here.
Do you need a hug?
I'm freezing.
I'm not.
I'm so cold. You're not cold in those shorts?
Nope.
Hmm. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I can almost see your fanny, Franny.
I don't care.
Five or four.
So my dad used to say, show me your fanny, funny Franny.
Really?
Now turn around and wiggle my butt.
How old were you?
17. Oh, I didn't have a dad when I was 17. I was little. Like 8, 7 or 8.
What's up, dude?
4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Whatever, dude. I don't care.
Either.
I am happily married.
It's not four words that are lies.
Let's do it.
It's not lies.
I have 3. Let's do it.
I 5 are, hi, you're on the radio.
Wow.
Okay, now the girls will come up with 3 that'll turn you off.
Like us girls or yeah. other girls?
No, we're the girls.
Oh, okay.
Three.
Why three that'll turn you off? I love you.
Three that'll turn me off? Three? Michelle wins! She just said I love you.
Well,
have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Larry Noodles.
Oh boy. Hey, Larry Noodles, what's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Oh, you know, just hosting a radio show.
I know, it's not the same listening to it when I'm a free man than when I was locked up.
Are you saying you liked it more when you were locked up? It's okay if the answer is
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's okay.
We could really
like
give
it
a shiz.
Both ways. But it's better to be free.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Than being locked up too
right.
much. And I, you know, my friends are still locked up.
So are mine with their emotions.
They may be listening right now. Can I send a message to them?
No. What are your four words?
I got a headache.
The hell do we care? Why would that get anyone's attention?
You said that will turn you off.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
That's.
You don't even know what you're doing on your own
no.
show.
No. No. No.
Actually,
that's
you
not
don't
true.
Know what we're doing on our own show.
I could run a better show than you.
We. You can't even run your life.
Let me go over there and take over that radio show.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay, you do that, Noodles.
No.
Yeah.
What we were saying before was that we were going to say the words to turn people off. You guys are supposed to say the ones to turn us on. So it looks like you're the one
me?
Who doesn't understand the show.
I didn't understand that either.
I just hung up on this.
Aw, man.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah. Four words?
Mm-hmm.
Turn you on or off?
What? I don't care at this point.
My junk, your trunk.
Wait, that was really good.
Was it? Why?
Because it's funny.
You're so weird. You're all over the place tonight, dude. Get it together.
He just called it and said, my junk, your trunk.
I don't understand.
It can go either way. It could turn you on, it could turn you off. I was just going
I think it
that.
Turned
so
me
I
on.
I can cover all the bases.
I think
you think it turned me on.
I think you're crazy.
It turned Michelle off, and it turned me on.
It didn't turn me anything.
What's your name?
Chuck.
Now that's funny.
My junk, you're drunk. What's your name?
Chuck.
All right, Chuck, have a good one. Chuck?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you.
I feel like Chuck is the kind of guy who's going to be like, I ain't getting a t-shirt. So I was waiting for
it. I felt like he was going to get upset that we made fun of his name.
My junk, your trunk.
Chuck.
Hello? I think Chuck's still on the air.
Chuck, are you there? Are you there, Chuck?
It's me.
God.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Awesome.
Tell us your four words.
I've been to space.
No, wait, whisper them. Whisper them.
I can barely hear you.
Whisper them!
Say what again?
Whisper your four words. Whisper them.
Oh, whisper them. I've been to space.
That's hot.
I just got turned on.
Have you really?
No, it's a dream.
Oh, an astronaut would never have time for you.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah.
I would sleep a guy with a guy.
I would be an astronaut before I date an astronaut.
No, I just want to screw an astronaut. I don't really want to be one. Okay, have a good one.
How empowered of you.
I don't want to go to space. I feel like I'll get sick. Why is that funny? I would most definitely get sick.
Like, of course you're going to get sick, but you're, like, in outer space.
Well, I don't... like, I won't enjoy it because I'll feel bad the whole time.
You'll get better.
Well, that's what you think. Maybe I'll just be sick the whole time.
What if you were sick, but you
when you're on a boat and you get seasick. Like,
I don't
get seasick. It's not like you just get seasick for 10 minutes. You're seasick the whole time.
What if you got to see an alien, then? Would you go?
No, then I definitely don't want to throw up on the alien. Definitely don't have any need to be in space or see aliens, for sure.
You never want to see an alien?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I would just rather not. I'd rather see, like, a lot of naked men or something. Like, I don't need to see an alien. I just don't care.
You don't care about UFOs?
No, I don't want to see an alien. It's too much.
What do you
It'll give me anxiety, and I'd rather not have it.
Hmm. What would give you anxiety?
Aliens.
What about it?
Knowing they're there and I'd be scared and I don't want to be.
But it's still like an adventure.
I like fun adventures. Like, let's go get drunk and get naked and swim in a lake.
That's not an adventure.
That's an adventure.
That's not the same as going to space and seeing an alien.
Look, you want to go to space and see an alien. I'd rather go sit at the beach. To each his own. I'm not judging you. Go look at your stupid alien.
It's not stupid.
Exactly. Hi, you're on the radio.
Frankie, what's going on? Do you have a rough week at work?
Right?
No way, I'm chewing hard. Oh my god, I had the worst week at work.
Talk about it?
No, not really.
Michelle, you're a trooper. You always keep it level.
Thanks, man.
That's what you think.
That's what I'm good at, keeping it real even keel.
Wow!
Like, no emotions.
Listen,
no
FYI.
Up and downs.
What happened this week?
Michelle fakes it for the air.
What are you talking about? I'm not faking anything.
You're not even keeled.
I know. That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm the funny one.
Right.
Well, she knows it on the air, though. Whatever mood you're in, she keeps it level. If you're real high, she stays level. You're real low, she stays level.
That's not true.
No?
No.
That's the way it comes across.
Thanks.
How's the summer going?
Maybe you're just focusing more on me.
True.
All right, have a good one. Didn't you already call? Why are you calling again?
I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What are your measurements? 36,
24,
36. That's a major turn on you.
I totally just made that up.
Stupid.
Idiot. Did you just burp?
Yes.
I'm done.
No. No more summer fry.
It's not about the summer Friday. It's about the bad topic.
Then change it. I think it's about your bad attitude.
I have a great I'm having a good time. What do you want me to do?
What do you want to change it to? We have 15 minutes left.
We don't have any calls.
Everyone's at the movies.
Why?
Because it's so hot out. 201-209-9368.
I'm so hungry.
Wow, you're a handful today, huh?
Whatever, you were like that every week on the air. I'm hungry. What are you eating tonight? What are you doing for dinner tonight, Frangry?
Yeah, it's true.
201-209-9368.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
I don't know. I have pasta to make if I feel like making it.
I had half a pizza last night.
But it has shrimp. I don't really...
Shrimp with pasta? I love it.
I don't like cooking shrimp with
pasta. What else was in it?
It's squid spaghetti.
Are you making it for anyone?
No.
Can I come to dinner?
I'm fine.
You're not in the mood for friends.
No, yeah, we can make it, but you're doing most of the work. It's pasta. You gotta put it in a freaking pot. Hi, you're on the radio.
You're such a pleasure. I don't know why I'd say no.
Hello?
You invited yourself, my friend. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got one for the topic.
Okay. What's the topic?
It's pretty...
Yeah, what is the topic?
Sir, what do you think the topic is? You just snorted.
Your song is showing.
Oh, I like it!
You're screaming.
Sorry, I liked that one. That was funny. If some guy said that to me, I'd be like, oh my god, really? No! Well, I just felt like he was talking to me. What's your name?
Dean.
Dean, you're on the list.
Not King Dean.
Yeah.
You sound different.
You sound different, and you sounded different last week, too.
You should see my handwriting from the first call till now.
Dean, I feel like you haven't been as funny as in the past. No offense.
No, seriously.
This is my first call, actually.
Yeah, that's not good, buddy.
Thank you, sorry.
All right, Dean.
Have a good one.
You hung up before he would say, I will.
Sorry.
Oh, I might stay to go to the show.
See? That's what you always do. You invite yourself to my house and then you change your mind.
Actually, that's not true.
Yes.
That is not true.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Ready for my four words?
Oh, yeah, we're ready, boy.
I got mad weed.
Yeah!
See you in 15 minutes.
What's your name, Stoner?
My name is Paul.
Paul, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Awesome. You guys make me so happy. What's up to Scott and everybody on lockdown?
Oh, my God, I love you. Have a good one. You're hot.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, listen, I have to ask you something.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, next Friday, You know how there's that comedy show here that station manager Ken is hosting?
No.
It's called Dirty Little Secrets. It's like people have to tell jokes about toxic garbage or something.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about the show that's here next week, and it's on after our show, and I think we should go. Doors are at 7:30, show's at 8:30, and it's only $5.
Do I have to pay?
And it's called Dirty Little Secrets, and it's jokes.
Sounds weird.
Yeah, we're going. See you guys there. Everyone should come. We're going. 201-209-9368. What are you laughing at?
Ken from Hyde Park says, hey, what's your sign?
He had to put the hay in there, huh? You all right there? You're fading, little buddy?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, how are you?
What?
201-209-9368. Dale's answer is, want to see my art?
I thought he was going to say, want to see my...
Yeah. I had a dude say that to me a week or two ago, and I was like, nope. I mean, I guess if you want to show it to me. But I don't really want to. Why do guys think girls want to see that?
Well, I don't know. I had the same thing happen. We talked about this. Yeah. I had the same thing happen to me a few weeks ago. But
I
said,
yeah.
And you
had the same reaction, didn't you?
I was like, sure, why not?
But, like, do they then expect you to, like... I mean, that's why they're showing it to you. Because
they just
expect you to,
it.
Like, grab it or do something
I think
with
they
it.
Want you to tell them how great it is or something.
But they're not, like, it's not that great. Like, just seeing it.
I haven't had a lot of men do that to me. So when it happens, I'm always, like,
yeah, it's
surprised.
So weird. Like, no, I don't want to see it.
I mean, I kind of want to see it. But, like, I don't.
I'd rather grab it than see it.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Why?
Because I don't think we should.
Because we'll get in trouble?
Mm-hmm. And I hate getting in trouble.
You're a real prude tonight.
I don't like getting in trouble. Oh, really?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Is this me?
Hi.
I'm doing for the four words.
Is that me?
What? Okay, what's your words?
Is this me calling from the past?
I think we're alone now.
What's your name? I love you.
Peter.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
Have you ever called before?
No.
You're sweet.
Thank you.
Do you have a girlfriend?
What?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Pennsylvania.
Do you listen to this show a lot?
Your parents let you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're cool.
Tell them we said hi.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I think we're alone now. I think that's so cute.
I think we're alone now.
I like that song.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Someone's singing. Someone's singing. Someone's Googling.
You love it when I sing.
I do love it when you sing. I do love it when you sing.
Go.
You better be playing the good version. No. Find the real version.
What's wrong with it?
That's the Tiffany version.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play the original. Body roll. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. Maybe I should sing this at the Hoof and Mouth.
I like it. Ooh, I like this part with the crickets.
That's hop, the drum. Look at the way. We gotta hide what we're doing. Cause what would they say if they ever knew?
Yo, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's that?
What's up, pal?
No, it's you.
Excuse me?
Hey, you know that little kid? He was off track.
Why?
Supposed to be four words, no?
Oh, but he's a kid. he can't count cute. Yet.
We said four or five at one point.
Come on, 10? I dropped acid at 10. I believe you should be able to count at 10.
If you were dropping acid at 10, you have a problem.
It was the first time.
Okay. It's too young.
You're crazy.
Well, it was a different time back then.
How old are you now?
Now I'm old.
15. How old are you now?
I'm 49.
Oh, you're not that old.
Yeah, I definitely ain't. I look like much younger.
You sound like you're 15.
I think the heroin and the angel dust preserved me, to be honest with
you.
That's
great.
I've heard that before.
It's true.
I've heard it before.
Yeah. I lived a very lazy life back then.
Are those your four words?
No, my four words
is,
I don't know. Three, right?
Wait, that was good. I don't know.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
four. Well done.
Is, in fact, the word.
Well done, pal. Oops. Oops. Oops.
People
I
got
broke
mad.
The
no, people got mad waiting because we were playing that song.
No, I hung up on someone in the meantime. Sorry. It's this disgusting beer that Dad gave me.
I didn't buy it.
You didn't?
201-209-9368.
Jinx.
Jinx.
Buy me a Coke. I hate that.
You're weird.
I'm weird.
You're so weird.
I'm so cool.
Oh, really?
I'm so the opposite of cool.
We are not that cool.
I'm the worst. I'm like the biggest nerd in the world.
But you know what? 40-year-old people who care about being cool
are so uncool.
Very upsetting
also,
to me.
Also, I'm not 40. Don't age me, please.
Sorry, I'm 40.
Okay, but don't say I am.
Okay, women in their late 30s.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio. Are you in your late 30s?
Let's have a beer.
Cool, that was good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I was inspired by an early caller. The eagle has landed.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means whatever you want it to mean.
I like it. Have a good one.
I like secret code. We have a couple minutes left.
Let's narrow down the list. We have, right. I think I'm pregnant. These aren't my shoes. I
so
made you
weird.
Pizza. Your thong is showing. I got mad weed.
Sean loves that one.
I like that one too.
I like I made you a pizza, but that's not surprising, so I might be too biased.
Jenna was good with the I think I'm pregnant, but only because it was perfect for
Only because
Jenna.
It was Jenna. Because
I've known her since she was like 10.
If someone else would have called
yeah,
that, it wouldn't have been as funny.
It wouldn't have been as funny.
So therefore, she can't win. No, not Jenna.
You think it should be Jenna? It wouldn't have been funny if it was someone else, though.
No, it wouldn't have been. That's why...
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I called you guys earlier, but I got cut off. I was in the mountains.
Well, I'm sure that was an accident.
No, absolutely it was. But I was thinking your format
no,
is
I mean,
really
on
cool.
Our end.
So loose and, you know, you guys, do you ever talk about topics?
Wait, what?
Excuse me?
Like topics, like, do you, like, hey, you know, let's talk about this or
something. Oh, we must have lost you because you're in the mountains. Hi, you're on the radio.
Why'd you hang up?
Are you in the mountains too?
What?
Are you in the mountains?
Am I in the...
Stop hanging up on me.
Well, they need to bring it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh?
Yo, you're on the air. You have 2 seconds.
I'm on the air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting annoyed.
Oh. No, I'm not.
Oh, whoa.
Oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm not into you.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm so pissed right now.
Michelle, it's not about you.
It just always feels like it's about me.
Tell her it's not about her.
I'm just not into you.
Yes, you are. You're just confused.
You just don't know what you want.
Things are complicated.
Sorry.
Okay, but tell me you like me before you hang up.
All right, I like you guys.
What's your name, dude?
Beef.
What? Beef?
Beef.
Steve. He said his name was Beef.
Later, Beef.
All right, Beef, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Cool.
Have a good one.
We gotta go.
Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick.
Is this Michelle?
No.
This is...
Oh, I'm Gloria from New York City. The best one was Chuck's Junk Your Trunk.
All right, Gloria.
Thank you. I loved
the
that
best
one, too.
One.
That was
Even
funny.
Even though one of you said you're abstaining. That's the funniest one.
Yeah, I'm abstaining, but I loved that call.
Yeah, he gets the T-shirt and everything else.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Gloria.
Thanks,
I'm
Gloria.
I'm an old lady, so I'm in charge.
Okay, Gloria, you're in charge. Have a
okay.
good one.
Good luck.
You too.
She's totally not in charge.
You're in charge. Everyone knows you're in charge.
Well, I want to give it to Steve just because he had, or excuse me, Beef, just because he had such an effect on us.
Do it.
But now Gloria's making me second guess.
Well, you have like 10 seconds to decide. There's going to be no winner if you don't decide right now.
Beef, you're the winner. Email us your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah!
Okay, come on, no thank you.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, we know. It's really funny. We're not making fun of you. We're just laughing with you.
That was a good story.
I'm glad you had a good time in
Bogota. We have to go soon.
Now we have one call.
In your face.
I love it when the show ends like this.
That was good.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Let's see what time it is. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
But really, it doesn't matter. We will be smoking the gang. Oh, yeah. And we don't know what time that can be.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is, I just want to have a bit of fun here today.
Yeah.
It's always 420. Wait a minute. It actually just was. We missed it.
Let me wash that down with some non-beer.
Okay, we will take, we'll fix that. This message, but Six Gunner, don't go smoke that blunt without me, buddy.
Right. Hey, yeah, interrupt boss talking. Yeah, just to talk about smoking a blunt that you regularly do anyway. You weren't saying that important.
I'm gonna have to stop this interview for a second.
You're right.
Jacksonville 3 song.
Will you be there?
That's.
I will be there because you told me to. 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 You told me
to. All the animals come out at night. Whores, skunk pussies, buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Thank you.
10% Caucasians pass me in their taxes. Oh, no such luck, I'm gonna get booked for my apparel. As I seen the black gauge barrel, just then a fat cab came to my rescue. Damn, I'm glad black men drive them cabs too.
Money.